guilty.
He's guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of love in the first degree. But I don't mind.
Mm-mm. Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury.
Jury.
When they heard my plea. You know they sent me up the river.
Straight up fabric, well, gay up.
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love. Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. Those little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit. Poodle, I have a question for you. All right? What is sexier than a bride on the night that she's getting married just sitting out in an alleyway smoking a ciggy talking to her demon mom?
Talking to demons got her?
Demons got her.
Nothing. I also feel like Christiana, it's not that she's super heavy. It's her frame.
She's built like a linebacker.
That dress.
She looks like honestly, me in a wedding dress.
That dress hid everything that works for her and emphasized what doesn't.
Yeah. It kind of looks like it was white, and then they put sticky tape on her or glue in certain areas, and then just rolled her around in glitter like a child's craft project on a styrofoam plate.
It was an ugly dress.
Ugly.
Yeah.
I did enjoy her hair and makeup.
Scott looked better.
Not her makeup. Demon's got her looked like, what's the purple thing from McDonald's? I know you know McDonald's. She looked like if they did like a real life movie of
Grimace became
a real life person.
Rubble. Yeah.
when the burgers got her, the burgers got her.
I'm going to steal. You know what Grimace was? I read this and I don't know why I thought it was interesting, but it stuck with me. Grimace was actually invented to steal hamburgers before, like, the Grimace person. The Grimace monster stole hamburgers. And then they did a PR makeover on Grimace and made him good. I still don't know what the fuck he does. He just has his little fins and just, like...
Wait, because they made Grimace good, but then they made the Hamburglar
bad. I don't know.
And then they made the Hamburglar hot, and we've talked about that before.
Remember that? Okay, I would jerk off seeing that ad because there's something about
gay kid. Nothing is more attractive than a hot guy eating McDonald's.
You have combined McDonald's with sex. And
what are you looking down at your desk? Is there a cat running around your floor or something?
No, my adapter came out of my plug, so I was moving back in.
Y'all, this is Lilu.
This is Lilu. Life After Lockup.
Yes, Life After Lockup, season 3, episode something. Put a ring on it.
If you like it, then you better put a ring on it.
Don't ever make that face again. Awful. It's almost like
I did tell. I'm staying at an Airbnb above a garage, which sounds shady as fuck, but it's not.
Those are usually bigger.
It's really nice. It's actually an older gay couple, and they have Harley Davidson. They're biker queens. Anyway, one's down tinkering.
Have they asked you to be their third yet?
No, and I won't. But
it's not that kind of swinger couple.
Thank goodness it's not. But I said, If you hear something, if you hear someone kind of screaming and flailing about, I'm just doing a podcast. And he looked at me and he said, it's fine. We're used to it.
What does that mean?
I don't know what's happened in this Airbnb, but let's just say I sanitized myself. Anyway, y'all, we're remote, but goat.
We are. So
my dad said, I watched this episode when I was with my dad, and then I left to come do the podcast. And my dad said, as I was leaving, he's like, did you get your story watch, baby? I said, yeah, I got my story watch, Dad. I'm going to go podcast. All right.
I grew up with some strangely very strange, like very heterosexual men who sometimes called their sons baby.
Oh, he calls me baby all the time.
But like, I remember my uncle would call it's okay there, baby, talking about his son. And I always thought it was very strange. My father never called me that. My mother never. My mother would say, well, you'll always be my baby.
You know what? You will.
My father never called me that, though.
I call my nephews baby. They say, thank you, Uncle Matt. And I'll say, you're welcome, baby. I'll say that all the time.
That's because you're basically a 75-year-old woman.
I am. Because
that's what boys. They say.
I'm so proud of them. All right, let's jump into this.
Let's jump into the show.
Y'all, I just said, I'm so proud of them. Something that Nicole and Tia and Deontay's mothers never say.
Now,
boy,
I'm trying. Obviously, we've seen kind of clips where they're going to get married in this season.
Yes.
Why, y'all, even if Deontay is the stupidest person alive, he's pretty close. Why is he still on the show if it's not for a payday?
For a payday. Y'all, yeah. Eventually, he's, you know, because he opened the OnlyFans and then his mother, he sent the text of his mother completely scolding.
This is what I said. His mother's like, Anaconda, I raised you better than that.
This is son. This is kind of why I love Deontay, because Deontay kind of is, he gets it that this is ridiculous and that he's a simp. Like, he gets it. So I think he's just here for camera time.
Probably. I think he's trying to find...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it was fine.
I was just going to say, some sissy sent us an Instagram story he posted of a workout. And before he worked out, he just was he was with his shirt off doing ab crunches. And y'all, his dick goes... he's wearing just like spandex. His dick goes halfway down to his leg.
I'm sure it's a big dick, but I'm telling you, he has no fucking idea how to use it.
You know what?
It's useless.
We are split on this in the sissy squad. We should do a poll because
There's been a poll done, and the event and the results were overwhelmingly against your supposition.
I didn't see this poll. You know, I'm going to do it because this is a Patreon show. I'm going to do a Patreon poll. Can Deontay use that D?
Can Deontay fuck?
Can he fuck, y'all?
That's what I want to say, and I'm an anti this. He may know what to do. There's a couple of things would happen. He may come really soon. And we're talking not like 3 minutes, we're talking within the first minute and a half. Or I just don't think he knows how to use his dick well.
Maybe
he can't dick you down.
I disagree because I think he's practiced a lot on Nicole Jr.
I think it's all in it for him too.
I think even Nicole makes fun of him when she sees him about him being arrogant. So let's jump in. So first of all, it's Nicole and Tia, y'all. And Nicole and Tia.
It's a romantic dinner.
The romantic dinner. Again, I feel like they're high as fuck.
It's a little better than it was.
A little better.
I got to say, the combination of Tia's low-hanging white bow tie and that necklace took me out. She's just, y'all, that's obviously a clip-on. She did not tie the bow tie herself. I'm sure
she did not.
But it's just like hanging her shirt and that weird, like, St. Christopher medal around her its neck. Yeah. It's so weird. And that shirt she obviously got at J. Crew on the sale rack.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Or I don't know. Maybe at Ross.
At J. Crew. Maybe at Ross. Oh, bless her.
But she
seemed less high, but Nicole seemed totally out of it.
Yeah. Nicole doesn't look good.
She doesn't. Her skin looks sallow. She doesn't look good.
And she's like, and Tia told me she wants to talk. And that's bad because Tia doesn't talk ever.
Ever. She's acting all weird. She got these flowers and told me to dress up.
Like she's got feelings or something. I just want her to scissor with me.
Scissor with me. And then Tia basically says, you know, it hurt me. To
in her gravel
even sit
voice.
Down.
Hurt me.
There's like an actor that she reminds me of. Like, I don't know if it's like one of, what's that movie with Channing Tatum that Catherine Hahn directed about all the soldiers in PTSD? Broke Down Palace?
No.
I don't. Broke
you just
down.
Said Catherine Hahn, and I don't think that's correct. I think that's the one that, did she win an award for it? Did she win Best Director?
Yeah, it's that movie
no,
with
it's
Channing
not
Tatum.
Catherine Hahn. Catherine Hahn is an actress who was in WandaVision.
Oh.
Well, I knew exactly where you were going.
Catherine Bigelow.
Bigelow.
Yeah. Maybe it's Catherine Bigelow directed that movie.
Not Zero Dark Thirty.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah. I don't know. I can't remember.
Anyway, but there's somebody who plays, like an actor who plays like a traumatized war veteran, which is the way Tia speaks to me. I can see that.
Yeah.
She just speaks like she's always in, like it's painful for her. And she says to Nicole, she's like, it hurt
me. Life is painful for her.
Yeah, it is. He said it's hard for her to feel, which is why I think she does drugs. But she says, it pains me for me to even be around this guy and talk about this dude. And
she said, I let you get deep in my heart, Nicole.
And I don't normally do that. And I would never put you in that situation, Nicole. And I went, because that's Nicole. She's going to put anybody
my love in that for situation. You is like these fried clam strips that we just got. They are chewy, but yet substantial and greasy.
Okay. That works. Okay. I was like, if you watch the video, I was like, where is he going to go with this? And you made it work. I was well done.
No, I'm just talking about what they were having. It's just like this
poodle.
Quote unquote romantic dinner. And y'all, let me just spare you the pain of it. Of course, there are rose petals on the dock. The show is Matt Sharp Productions are sponsored by Rose Petals, Inc.
It's true.
And she's like, baby, I got to tell you, I'm addicted to you. Maybe not the best language to use.
No.
For two
like,
people
but,
who have addiction issues.
So Tia also, she said, or she's like, you know, I want you to 100% be with me. You're with me, right? And Nicole's like,
I told you, I'm with you.
I'm with you. And she said, okay, because you know I'll act crazy and I don't want to do that if you're not. And I'm like, you know what? Actually, I thought Deontay says this later, but I watched this and I went, it's like Tia is controlling her a bit. I worry about some DV in this relationship for sure.
I could see it. Well, you saw her last week when she was so nervous. She's like, Tia is going to, she's like, I know if Tia gets up, she's going to put her hands on Deontay. So I guarantee you she's probably either threatened to put her hands on Nicole. I agree.
I worry about that. So, but Nicole says, yeah, I'm just willing to put the past in the past and I just want to be with you.
The past is the past.
Then we get it. Go ahead, Pood.
No, I was just going to say, we get this lovely moment of she gets down on, Tia gets down on one knee. She says, and it's this moment where she takes the string out. I want to give you my ring and blah, blah, blah. And then we have this people on the boat who just wave. And you guys, we have someone, this is a good get for us. We have a listener said that she was telling her mom's friend, because we love mom's friends.
Okay. Yeah, she was telling her mom's friend, and her mom knew of Poodle because her gay cousin Mark got chlamydia from Poodle. And so,
anyway,
years ago. Anyway,
this poodle woman reached out.
Yeah, Poodle had to make some really embarrassing calls to get this, but y'all, we got this interview. And we have a woman here today who was on that boat who watched Nicole and Tia get engaged. So
I'm
going to
go
on, everybody.
I'm going to go eat a sandwich.
You go. Yeah, you go. or apologize to Mark. All right, y'all. And y'all, today, today on the show, we have Lynetta Hornsby. Lynetta.
Oh, it's so good to be here. When my friend's daughter told me, y'all recap this uh-huh. I sometimes that I was on a show.
Oh.
You know, I had to sign a waiver, but I don't know what that is. But, you know.
It wasn't for us.
It's for some man came up in a fanny pack and made me sign something. I don't know. Uh-oh. Anyway, but my friend's daughter, I don't necessarily love the way this woman parents her child, but she seems to like this show and she seems to like y'all. Oh. So I've never been on a podcast before, but here.
Welcome, Lynetta. Your makeup is very pretty. Were you in pageants? You look like you were a pageant queen.
You know, some have wanted me to do that. I'm a church girl. I just go to my church and go to my administrative assistant job. That's how I met. I met my friend's daughter. I work Mother's Morning Out, and I just gotta say, if anything, that woman needed a morning out from that gut girl, because I don't like to say this, but you know, some children just got the devil in them. You know how that is. This girl's got the devil in her.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Anyway, all right. I want to tell you about.
You were on the boat.
I was on that boat. Me and my husband, JW, we go fishing about every week. We go take his sister. And it's real sad. His sister basically was in a multi-level marketing thing for a while. And so it's better for her to be on the water because she doesn't get rageful. Calms her down. She's had a tough history. So we take her fishing. We go look for bass, and she never really catches anything because she just shakes all the time.
So, Lynetta, let's talk about the boat. We thought we were here for the boat. What did you see on the boat?
You know, like I was telling you, we like to go bass fishing every Saturday, sometimes Sundays, but usually in the afternoons because we're always in church of Christ. I just got to say this, and this is one of the reasons why I kind of wanted to come on your show, because I'd have a platform.
I don't know if it's a platform.
I don't know. Supposedly my friend's daughter says that you have at least a couple hundred people listen to you. So that's good enough.
Sure.
It's more than just me talking at Mother's Morning Out to children. But I just want to say that there's a lot of change in this world. Things aren't the way it used to be. You know, things were so, I just see so many things that I just can't even imagine anymore. Then I see on that dock, I see two people who are in love.
Yeah.
And I see a girl, sweet looking blonde girl, and she's just looking right over there at her precious little boyfriend. He's got his little white bow tie on. He just looks just like a little soldier. And he's just perfect. He reminds me of my son. Just looking over him and he's looking at her, and she's like, this is the most beautiful boy I've ever known. He looks godly, I'll tell you that. Looks godly. Kind of got something on his head, but you know, I'm who am I to judge? I think he didn't wash as good this morning. He don't love the earrings he's got. But anyway, I just know these two,
they were incarcerated. So that's
okay because you can have a different life when you come out. Is that like that boy? He's going to marry that girl, and they're going to have a different life.
Speaking of coming out, you should know that that actually is not a boy. That's a woman. They're both gay.
No, you talking about the same person? No, no. This was Lynette, this boy.
Lynetta, her name's Tia. His name
Tia. I heard her call him Tim.
Nope, it's Tia. They both got boobs. They're women.
I did not see any boobies. I'm just going to say I think you might be mistaken. Is this show? I don't think they'd allow that on television, would they? Would they put that?
Lynetta, our podcast is called Reality Gays. We're gay guys talking about reality shows.
Oh. Oh. That makes better sense. Yeah, because my friend's daughter really does only hang around with gay guys. So, and it makes sense now that it was a woman. Because JW said, really wanted to pull away quickly and said, I don't have no business for people like that.
Yeah.
And I thought it was real sweet. Well, you know what? I'll pray for them.
I'm sure that
they'll learn the error of their ways or be cast into the fiery pit. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you, Lynetta. We're going to have to see you next time.
Okay. Okay. Your time's done. Bye.
Prayers going out. Y'all, I know that woman. I've lived in Oklahoma for a year, and I know that woman.
She was really convinced that production was wrong, that Tia was actually male.
That, I tell you, I once remember in high school, this same thing happened. Aunt Darla was saying, oh, and then I saw her with that sweet little young boy. And my dad was like, well, boy, she's a woman. I think my dad said something derogatory for lesbians.
Darla
said, she is not.
There is a type of woman. And I say, because for some reason, men are more likely to believe it. And when you say, and they're like, no, that is not a woman.
I did think this when I watched this. I went, they're on this boat and they're thinking, this is
a beautiful couple.
A beautiful young couple out of high school.
Starting out their lives.
They were high school boyfriend and girlfriend, sweetheart. Yes.
I know. They're just like waving. And Lynetta just said, there is good in the world.
There is good in the world.
And then y'all, Tia and Nicole, then did a mess of drugs.
Did a bunch of drugs. They don't know that in like 30 years when the world is ending and the Archangel Michael comes down to give them one chance to go back to the point where they got it all wrong to fix things, it'll be that moment they stood up on that boat and cheered for them getting married.
The thing is, women like Lynetta just need a little convincing. Then they can understand. She just needs her nephew to come out.
She does.
And then, she'll treat him like
go to
shit.
Pride parade, maybe, but she might go to Pride Parade. So then, y'all, she says yes, yay. And Nicole goes to tell Deontay. She goes to his work. He works. I don't know what he does for his job.
This is his side gig.
Oh, okay.
Something on the ocean. I don't know. I don't know what he does.
I don't know what he does either. So Nicole
shows up.
Something that makes money. He's got to make money because he's had to pay for all this Nicole shit. But
look at you wearing my watch. He's like, it's a Michael Kors watch.
She's like, I'm never getting rid of this watch. And he's like. Deontay's like, oh, that makes me think of every time you see that, you think of me. She goes, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we'll do.
Y'all, he's basically saying, he's like, I can take my lunch break now. And he's like, he just starts in. It's like, I just don't think Tia's good for you. She's controlling and blah, blah, blah. The thing about it is, she has given you no inclination at all whether she's open to any kind of criticism like that.
No.
It's no when you guys to speak your mind and to give advice, because otherwise it sounds like he's trying to control her. And so it's not helpful what he's going to say to her.
It's also horrible because he has no boundaries, because Nicole thinks they can just be friends, and Deontay never wants to be friends.
He wants to have sex with her.
Yes, that's yeah. it. He wants to have sex with her.
And she finally says, it's like, it said, what's down your finger? Which was definitely prompted because the way he said it, he's a terrible actor. He's like, I was going to tell you, but you were like throwing a fit, but me and Tia are engaged.
And that's where Deontay, he even said, like, I feel like when you get around her, she is controlling you. He said, this isn't good. And that's what's weird about Deontay. He really, I mean, I'm sad for Deontay because I'm like, wow, Nicole really is your type. Like, if this is who you fall in love with, honey, you're going to have a very hard life.
I think he needs a lot of self work on his self. Because he's choosing people who are terrible for him.
But it is like Nicole said, and you can see from his Instagram, like he gets up there and he's like, hey, and he like flexes his arm. And she was like, yeah, I didn't know if I was going to fit on the pier because of your head. In a way,
it's all opposed, though.
They both, though, very much, though, have a high opinion of themselves. It's like Nicole said earlier when she said, look, I am so in love with myself and I am conceited as fuck. But shit, I think I love her more than I love me. At least she said it.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, he says, how many more times are you going to step on my heart? How many more times are you going to like... twist the knife.
I just want to tell you in person, Deontay. I just want to tell you in person.
And he's crying. And she basically says, well, I got some closure. And I'm like, yeah. Good for you. Glad that was good for you.
And he says, yeah, I really wanted it to be us. And y'all, Nicole's that person that just agrees with you in the moment. And she said, yeah, me too. Is this doc new or is it old?
Such a joke. She's just such a false person.
Like, she's very, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, gross.
That's all I got
for those two.
Makes me sad. It makes me sad that Deontay can't even see that or see through that. Anyway.
I've lost a lot. I think I've lost most of my empathy for him. She showed you everything. She's shown you everything from day one. I can't feel sorry for him anymore. He knows what he's getting into. He knows. Sean and Sarah. Ooh. I don't have a ton to say.
Ooh.
Whoa. It's just that he brings her some nice grocery store flowers.
Grocery store flowers.
A sissy pointed out these were definitely from Kroger.
These were from Kroger. They shows up. He's going to meet Kathy, Sarah's mom, and Abby. He brings flowers for Kathy, a toy for Abby. He meets Abby and he's like, hi. She's like, you're
what
cute.
What an awkward conversation.
Yeah, it was so awkward. Cute. This is what I realized. Two things. I went, wait a minute. Are Kathy and Sean the same age? And then I went, wait a minute.
I think he might be older.
I think he is older. And then I went, wait a minute. Is Kathy the same age as us? And I think she
Kathy
might be.
Is the same age as us.
I think not to have big heads ourselves. I think we've aged a little bit better because we've had a little bit easier go at life,
but and we've stayed out of the sun,
and we had an orthodontist. But yeah,
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, go to work on that mouth hole.
Jesus, Mary, Lord. But Kathy, y'all, Kathy, like, watched what's a movie where like a mom. Or like a mother-in-law is like really good and really conniving and really just like good.
Monster-in-law.
Okay.
Not a great movie, just a movie where that happens.
She watched Monster-in-law and she was like, oh, that's what I'm going to do to this Sean. And instead, it's just like, it's just, she has no chill. She has no subtlety. So like they just sit down and she's just kind of moving around and she's like,
what are your intentions?
What are you? Yeah. I don't even know. Did she say intentions?
Yeah.
I don't even. Oh, okay. I'm shocked she knows that word.
Do you regularly talk? Do you on the regular talk to girls in prison? Y'all, Sean lies to her face.
She lies to her face. Here's the deal. This is what I was going to say. So I kind of thought like, oh, Kathy's kind of bumbling and not really going to figure this out. And I went, okay, this bitch fooled me because she is smart because she figured it out within 2 minutes of meeting him.
She sees through it all. Yeah.
She sees through it. This bitch is wise.
I don't give a ton of credit to her. I think Sean is just pretty much a dumb open book. He's the very hungry caterpillar.
He
the
is.
The dumb down version.
Y'all.
Where the caterpillar just eats one thing.
Like, even like the little golden, he submitted something to Little Golden Books and they were like, yeah, this is too basic.
But he lies to her.
Yes. She says, I don't believe this guy one bit. He's sneaky. I'm going to be keeping my eye on him, especially this one where I put some eyeliner on it and I just put like a dot above my eye. I didn't even blend it in. It's just right here. I didn't have time because I was taking care of Sarah's kid.
She's like, now Sarah's my baby and that's my baby. Y'all, when a grandmother and mother talk like that, that's a red flag. And you need to say, this may be a little codependent of a situation for me to step into. Now, Sarah's, I don't reserve any of blame for Sarah here because Sarah is introducing Sean, a man that she's seeing, to a daughter who hasn't seen her in how long. And it's, both of it is, but if I was the mom, I'd be like, absolutely not. We're gonna let you. For maybe 9 months, no one's going to see your daughter that you're dating but you. I would pull the grandma card because the mom obviously took care of the daughter for that long.
Here's what happens, though, is a lot of these moms try to pull the grandma card, but then this is like Nicole and Rob Lee. But then Nicole pulls the, but I'm her mother card. And legally, yeah. I can do what I want. And you've got to suck it up and deal with the aftermath of me making dumb decisions and taking my 5-year-old daughter, May, to Morocco.
That hasn't happened yet, but we think it might.
It is happening now.
So he leaves, and Sarah just starts defending. He's like, I think I may love. I think I care for him.
Because Kathy brings up, she says, he's talking about the M word. And I went,
mammograms?
Do we? Yeah, I just kind of like the C word, the B word, the F word. But do people go around saying she said the M word?
I guess, but I think it's something straight people do. Because I think the M word. I think
what's the M word mean to you, poodle? If a gentleman is on Grindr texts you and says, "Hey, you want to do the M word?" What's that?
Milking play?
Wow! Wow! I thought maybe you would say motorboat, maybe like muff dive. No, milking play, America. This is your poodle.
This is your poodle.
Wow.
You know, sometimes you just milk a little bit.
Wow. Wow.
That's disgusting. Wow. Even that was a lot for me.
Oh, this air conditioner came on. Oh, I got cranky, y'all. It was hot. Oh.
So Kathy says, don't fall for this man. And Kathy's like, there's just something about him.
Something about him. And Sarah says, well, I'm going away with him for the weekend, mama. That's what I felt like. This became a mama's family sketch.
Because Eunice said, well, mama, I'm not going to do that, mama.
Because you know, you kind of saw this is what this is about. The worst thing Kathy could, this is why Kathy was dumb. That Kathy should have just said, oh, so mom, what'd you think of him? Oh, okay, yeah. He was nice. Mm-hmm. Because now that she doesn't like this guy, it's all Sarah wants to do is be with him. It's all patterns.
Don't you wonder, it hasn't been revealed, which I'm kind of surprised. I feel like it's dropped plot point. Who was the person who picked her up? Because I think it would have been, it's probably the mom, but wouldn't it have been okay now for the mom to say, I was the one who picked her up?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a lot we don't know about Sarah.
You really did watch a lot of CSI. Look at you.
No, I'm always just really suspicious. Shall we talk about Christiane? Did we talk about the wedding to end all weddings?
Yes, unless they show you a 10-inch dick pic, then he says, come over, I don't care who you are.
No, all my defenses are down. Like, you know what? Like, same. Annie, get your gun.
Same.
Let's talk about the most beautiful day. John and Christiana's wedding. Demon Scotter's got her painted face on. And Christiana's saying, it's my day, damn it.
Demon's got her now.
So we don't.
And she starts to smoke.
We there don't you go. Know if Tara's going to show up or not.
No.
And.
A little bit of drama before that, but y'all shock. This is already, Tara never shows up. Like, the wedding goes off.
Yep. I'm glad. I'm happy for them.
I am too. John says, I've been married 4 times before, but you know what makes this one different? I'm actually in love with Christiana. And I go, wow.
What? Wow. 4 times before.
Would you ever marry someone and not be in love? What you do? Never mind. Sorry.
I was starting to go. Love. I've told you. Credit report, bank statement, and references.
I know you have.
These are the things that I see and I go, okay, we're good. We're good.
These simple things remind me of you.
And that's the thing. I totally understand what Ala was talking about. Ala and 9 Day Fiancé are the most recent Patreon with season 4. Some people just, the idea of Americans who say, I love you, and Americans marrying for love, that's a privilege. And all these Matt Sharp shows that we watch are based on this American fairy tale idea of love. And yes, you can find it, but it's just like, I tell people when you're looking, or when clients, I'm like, find someone you can tolerate. You can tolerate for the rest of your life. You're not going to find the Notebook isn't real. If you're trying to find that person who's going to sweep you off your feet or be the one for you, it's not real. You need to find someone you can tolerate.
I don't know about tolerate, not the word, but
I tolerate very few people. So for me, it's finding someone I can tolerate. That's it.
That's it.
That's my spiel. That's what love is about.
That's a tolerance. Love, poodle. So that's it, y'all. It begins. Christiana's like, I'm not dealing with this. She goes outside and smokes. Y'all, Demon's got her, comes out to calm her down. And so mom really kind of cool. Maybe it's the rasp, but maybe her voice is like ASMR or whatever.
We're going to get through this day. And we're going to deal with Tara tomorrow, because I know that demon's got her. And we're going to work through it later. And John is a good man.
And so, y'all, they start the ceremony. And I have to say, this is not my style of wedding. But no. I mean, but this is actually kind of a pretty wedding. Like,
it's
the way
sweet.
There's a twinkle lights behind them with like the gods and everything.
It's trying. I will say we've had worse. It beats their first wedding in a bed of a truck.
Yes. You know what it is? You know what? For what they wanted, it was tastefully done.
Yeah.
It was very tastefully done.
The outfits, the clothing, no. But the style of
No, yeah.
And she had her son, D. I refuse to say the name. Dethan.
He walked her down the aisle.
And his daughter is there. And then the guy, basically, they do their vows. They're pretty normal. And the kiss is, of course, as uncomfortable as you think it would be with Christiana and John. And the guy, the official, says, meet the new Bonnie and Clyde. And I'm thinking, we can't just get away from this even with the wedding.
Nope, because it's the cake topper. There's a Bonnie and Clyde cake topper.
At least they're consistent.
Hashtag on brand. Hashtag on brand. And so they're walking down the aisle, and John's like, you look really good. And Christiana says, do I look good enough to fuck? I went, and we're back. We're back.
Oh, the sweet nothings you whisper in my ear when we're about to get married.
You know what, though? The vows were very... I thought the vows would be something ridiculous.
No.
And like silly, and like John would do something. They were really sweet like vows.
John would say, if I see a slasher who's going to come up behind you, I promise to kill that guy.
Yeah, I promise. I'll be honest. I know this was their second wedding. It was touching to me. I thought it was really sweet.
No, I'm rooting for them. I really am. I think they have they're kind of on a different tier of the older OG couples, but they've made them very endearing. Very endearing. Yeah, I agree.
Tammy had some words, poodle, after the ceremony. I don't know if you jotted those down. Gina Scudder
said, you know, I feel like she's in good hands, and John is going to take care of her the rest of her life, even when I'm gone. And I know if he decides not to, I'm going to be up here saying, you better take care of her or else.
So apparently she can threaten people from the afterlife.
You know what? With that lipstick, I believe it.
And with that voice, if that came in the middle of the night for me, that'd scare the hell out of me, too.
Yes, yes, yes.
Demons got her.
So y'all, they go to their hotel room. They start making out. John throws her on the bed and puts his head under her wedding dress. If that's not love, I don't know what is.
I was not prepared for that. I went,
which, if Poodle Boudreaux wore a wedding dress, you would do that move.
Oh, and I'd have no panties on. So it'd be full.
Wow.
What's the point of having a wedding dress if someone's going to go right down on you if you have to wear underwear?
Guess you're not going to have something blue.
I already do my balls. I wasn't prepared for this. I will say, for me, if I get married, my wedding day will be, I don't think there's anything sexual about it. I think I'm just ready. We're excited. I think I'm ready to kind of get over. I am really leaning toward this for me. If I ever get married, to have a lot of COVID weddings happen where it was just like two people and the minister and maybe a couple others, really small.
You're gonna elope,
and then you have because the wedding is so intense, and then you have a big reception and celebration. You part where all the pressure's off, and that you can actually remember. You can actually have fun with everyone. But the wedding day is just so much pressure to make everything perfect. And I don't know. I say normalize small weddings. Normalize making things easier on yourself.
And they had a small wedding. Even when they were dancing, y'all, there was maybe like 20 people at this ceremony. And I was like, you don't need a bunch of people at your wedding to celebrate love. You just need the people you love. And that's it.
There was definitely some kind of movement going on. I don't know if I'd call it dancing at said wedding.
There was some dancing with Amber and Puppy, that's for sure.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
boy.
Y'all, this is just, I want you to get you an old steam engine train, and I want you to load a couple of horse manure trailers on the back of that train. and then I want you to set it on a light it on fire and set it on a track off of a cliff somewhere in Arizona, and that's the metaphor for where these two are going.
I feel
Where's
like
my
I
track
want
whistle.
To...
I don't have it.
I feel like if I had stakes with either one of them, I would want to intervene because they're both just, both of them are on the path to going back to jail, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even though both of them say they don't want to.
So,
Puppy already has a warrant out for her.
Right. And so I was confused. When Puppy came up with a suitcase, I thought, is she moving in with Amber?
That's what I thought. No, she's bringing over hoochie clothes for Amber to wear for them to go out in. Because, y'all, Sammy is gone, and they're going to go out and get fucked up.
And remember, y'all, Puppy was having some alcohol-related issues earlier because she couldn't get work done. So Amber gives her Crown Royal.
So that's where I'm like...
I don't know. I don't think these people think they have issues with alcohol. So, but anyway, Amber said, "You want to go to Indiana with me? I got to go see my mom." And I'm sure mom is incarcerated somewhere. And she's like, "Well, Eric's not going to let me go." And Amber's like, "That's not good." She's like, "I also got a W." And I went, and I was W? Like, what W? Is that? What's the W word?
It's a warrant. Sports? It's a warrant, y'all. Oh, God.
She's my cherry pie. I think that's warrant.
The shit that you do in your bedroom.
So, basically, it turned out that some neighbor or puppy said, some insignificant person told my PO that I was not staying in there anymore. And that's not true. I'm still living with my mother. I just spent a lot of time at Eric's because he doesn't let me leave.
Yeah, and he pays for all my shit.
Yeah. But y'all, it doesn't matter because they're going to go out and they're going to get fucked up with their gays. They're going to go, I think these are Amber's friends.
With their gays and Brad. Y'all,
is
I think
Brad
Brad's
not gay?
He didn't seem gay to me. I think Brad is the one straight guy, y'all.
Okay.
And the only reason I say this is that, so they go out, they're going to a place called Ice Bar. And Poodle, describe what Ice Bar looks like.
It looks like a renovated old country buffet with hookahs.
Yeah.
Hookahs.
Y'all, the paint on the wall is just garish. It's just bad.
It's a terrible place.
The booths are this ugly, like, gray skin color. Ugh.
I must say, I have been very, very bothered by all of their bar choices. The bar choices from Amber and Puppy.
Yeah.
And then I think her friend Quintavis says, I'm happy Amber's not with Sam anymore because we didn't like him.
She dealt with Vince, and Vince was an idiot.
And of course, they are the Amber and Puppy are drinking, and y'all know what happens when Amber drinks. She gets gay.
She's dancing all up on, and you see her kind of like, this is why I think Brad is straight, because you see her kind of like rubbing up on Puppy, and the gay guys are like, ooh, and you look over at Brad, and he just takes a drag of the hookah, and he's like, holy fuck, man, it's happening. He's just staring, y'all. Go back and rewind, and I rewound that 3 times watching it. It was really funny.
And the gay guys are like, whoa!
get it, girl, get it!
And Puppy's really worried. She's like, I'm unavailable right now. I don't know what I'm going to do because I need to really be cautious because I'm going to fall under Amber's spell because Amber's... Puppy is in love with Amber, and Amber's in love with Puppy.
They are. So what did Puppy say? Because I was confused. Did Puppy say Amber's not straight, or did she say she's not gay?
She said she's not gay.
So Puppy doesn't think Amber's gay.
Well, here's why she said it. Because she says, Amber is scared of pussy.
And that's what she said.
Here's the problem. we both agree that we think Amber is a lesbian. And we think it is her. And Puppy, I think, could go either way. Yep. Puppy would probably, in a perfect world, probably would identify as bi. But the way Amber has so much shame about her own sexual orientation that the worst thing she could ever do, she has to be drunk to have any experimenting with women. Yeah. And to have any vulnerability. But if you look at her relationships with men, they're all really bad. Yeah. There are unhealthy. And I think she is always going to, any relationship with a man she has is never going to feel safe for her. Yeah. And the only real safe relationship she might be able to have is with a woman. Something happened in Amber's past that she hasn't really either told people about, or we don't know. But
we're not saying that's the reason she's gay. That has no bearing.
No,
but we're just
no.
But I think that like Amber has a pattern of choosing just very unavailable and also kind of violent men.
Yeah.
Yeesh. So meanwhile, Amber's drunk and she's saying, I needed to do this. I know my
I'm in love with you.
Yeah, I'm in love with you. She said, Puppy's going to take me home. And I will try to cuddle him to see if I can do it, you know? I'm going to see.
It's going to be another night of Amber playing slap and tickle with Puppy.
Yeah.
So that's all I have.
That's what that means.
Yeah. Slap and tickle.
Yeah. I'm
tickle. Then you slap them a little bit.
I didn't want to ask. Let's talk about let's talk about Stan and Lisa.
Slap and tickle.
Y'all, I feel so much better. I have to say, turn on the air conditioning. Boy, we forget when we get hot how cranky we got.
I don't forget. I'm always, if I'm hot, I'm awful.
I am totally pleasant now. Poodle and I were pausing the show and I was snappy and the air conditioner came on.
You were snapping and I was like, what's this bitch's problem?
I'm fine now. I'm like a cat who's been cooled. Just so I'm telling you that, y'all, if you're upset in life, cool down, literally.
I agree. Whenever I'm annoyed, I'm like, I'm sweating. Oh, I just must be hot. But y'all, yes. That's the thing. That's a mother poodle thing. If you cool her down or you tell her to go change out of her clothes that are hot, she's a real pussycat. Until the next thing bothers her.
There we are. Okay, let's talk about Stan and Lisa. She's going out with her friend Renata. Lisa. Yeah. And so she tells Renata.
Has pink hair.
Pink hair, yeah. She's like, I'm pissed at Stan. He lied to my face.
And it turns out that Renata used to date her brother, but as Lisa says, we've never been intimate, but there's always been fantasies there.
There's always been an attraction with me, you know, and fantasies about me doing stuff, you know.
You can tell that Renata's into her and possibly a true friend because Renata actually compliments her broke down extensions. Yep.
She's like, oh, I like your hair. It's good. She's like, yeah, thanks. You know, I came out looking like a boy. It's not what Stan wanted. So, yeah, I put something in. It looks good, you know.
Y'all, I'm pretty. I think I said last week that I've become desensitized to how bad the extensions are. And you said you're still scandalized by them.
Every episode, it's like I see them again for
the
first
time.
It's a fresh new hell. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's a fresh new hell.
So she's basically, like I said, that's a friend who's going to give you a compliment.
Yeah.
And he's been chatting with this woman, Jasmine, that Lisa just made up.
You see all the text chats that they've done?
Tons and tons. And
y'all,
so
it was tons, like pages.
He's basically, she's like, you know, he's been talking about having bisexual women for threesomes. And he's like, and then I kind of come in there and say, what about men? He's like, well, if it's your fantasy, I'll do it.
He said, I'd probably do a guy.
Yeah, y'all, and she's y'all, gonna make him pay, and I'm here for it.
She's,
you know how I love to watch straight men be punished.
Stan is gonna get fucked by like a leather daddy top, and I'm here for it.
I've been there.
So have I. I don't think Stan's gonna enjoy it as much as we have, but she's like, I'm gonna fix him, and she's like. And Renata says, well, then why are you with him? And Lisa says, and you know, Stan, he's done a lot for me. He's given me a lot of money. Give me a lot of money.
And then she's like, but now there's no going back, and he's going to pay.
Told me. It's weird. Lisa always says, you know, the old me would punish him, but she never says, so the new me is going to turn the other cheek. She just says the old me and then just kind of says, so yeah, I'm still going to be that old me.
There's like there's like a devil on her shoulder. And then there's like another. And the angel is like, but the angel's also pissed off and has bad hair extensions. Like, I don't care what you do. I'm not going to look.
Either that or there's no angel and the devil just walks to the other side. It's like, still here.
It's just me. Ain't no angel.
Let's go to a women's music festival.
Let's go, y'all. And so Renata's like, and then they're having dinner, and then Renata just says, so I got a hotel room, you want to come hang out? And Lisa's like, yeah, sounds good.
So y'all remember the wigs that what are we, was it 3-0 that I called them, the girl group?
Yeah, 3-0. Yeah,
3-0.
Yeah, you did. Okay, this kind of broke my heart, y'all, because she pulls out these wigs and they look ratty. He paid $1,000. These were nice.
She has not taken care of those wigs.
She has not taken care of these wigs. Thank you.
She's probably hasn't even kept them on the wig forms. Don't get me started on bad wig treatment. So anyway, she says, and I think Renata thinks that they're gonna poodle bump or skunk or something like that. And she just goes, here's the wig. You know why? You're going to pretend to be Jasmine. And I went, stand up.
And Renata goes,
freaked out.
I did too. I just want to say there's this little interstitial where they're at the Twister Tavern, Renata and Lisa. And Renata's like, we finally find out. She says, is his hair real? And Lisa's like, yeah, it's a comb over, apparently.
It's a comb over. Right? Yeah.
It's a comb over,
but they say that production has added a woman in pink shade who's a stylist say that production also added a little piece. That was Cosmo the ferret.
Okay. So, y'all, he dyes just the part that he's skirt. I think Lisa said she's like, I think she says he pulls a Trump, I guess like Trump's hair. And yeah. So,
combs the comb over.
And then it's classic editing because they show Stan dancing around. I thought Stan was wearing tidy whities. Y'all, he's wearing full on like 1984 bikini underwear.
That's really gross. I haven't seen anything that turned my stomach like that.
Like, literally, I haven't seen this since like the East Bay catalog in 1987.
I don't know what an East Bay catalog is.
That you didn't have an older brother who was into sports and they would advertise their jock straps?
No.
Oh.
Oh. No, I did not have an older brother who was into sports.
Oh, I'd be like,
I wish I had.
I know. I thought, Mama, can I look at that East Bay catalog? I want some shoes. Then a week, what shoes did you want, baby? Oh, I forgot to look.
Why are these pages stuck together?
Oh. Ooh.
Anyway.
Wow, that just took me to a place. But
that's the episode.
That's it. But with Stan looking in the mirror and Indian and going, Stan the man. Yeah.
So gross. Like, so gross.
He's going to. I just need some like fucking huge S&M guy to come just like fist fuck Stan.
I don't know if I want to see that. But I wouldn't mind if it happened to him.
I don't want to see it necessarily from like a pornographic way. However,
Sounds like if a comeback.
I don't want to see that.
If WeTV said now on our premium platform, you can pay $8 a month to see Stan be totally humiliated in that basement with Lisa, take my $8.
I would pay $8 for
yeah,
that.
For sure. Yeah. For mommy sure. Master. Mommy master. Oh, mommy. Oh, mommy, that's not your face. Mommy. Mommy. Oh, no. Oh. Oh,
you're
wait.
You're the world of hurt, boy.
Wait there, Harold. I think I like this, too.
Oh, no.
Y'all, you're not watching the video, but I actually did just bounce up and down. Like
looked around.
Boy, those people in the live show are really going to get a physicality. They're just not used to.
We're very physical. When we embody characters, there's a physicality that goes with it.
It's a lot of work. Everyone, speaking of, you can go to our Linktree link to go to our live shows. We're doing our shows in Chicago
and
in New York. Yes, and our Insta. Chicago and New York City, we have plenty of tickets left for the Friday night shows. Plenty. So we even have plenty of VIPs for the meet and greet afterwards. Come say hi to us. So
only about not a ton for the Chicago Friday. Not a ton left.
I think there's like 20, right?
Yeah.
Maybe 10 or something. Yeah. So anyway, y'all, so get them while you can. We look forward to seeing y'all in, because who doesn't love Chicago in January?
People have been saying, yeah, I can't wait to come see y'all, but there's no way I'm not going to Chicago on January 7th or 8th.
We'll have to try to go back in Chicago sometime in the summer.
People are like saying, I'm going to see you when it's warmer.
Yeah.
Blame our booking agent, y'all. She's doing her best. That was perfect. But she honestly said it's easier to get we get two nights this weekend.
Yeah, that's why. So also, we're the people that are actually big deals booked up all the good times, y'all. So we kind of are getting the scraps, and that's also, where we are.
It's the first time we're doing this. And so we're not going to be able to tell them, they're like, who's Reality Gaze? I'm like, we've never done this before. Like, why are we going to give you a night?
Exactly. So,
anyway.
All right,
when we sell out, people will give us more tickets. Nights.
Go to realitygaze.com where you can find all of our information, y'all. We appreciate you. The show is always
Pod on Insta, Reality Gaze Podcast on Twitter.
It's true. One of the best shows on television. If you're not watching it, we appreciate it. Thank you. Shout out to Matt Sharp for giving us good days. We appreciate it. Poodle. Yes. So, y'all, we're going to, you know what, Poodle? What when someone texts you the word L on your Grindr, what does that mean to you?
It means Lincoln play.
No, it's supposed to be Lulu you later, you dirty, dirty whore. I was trying to set you up for the fucking
beard
outro.
Play. It's no, long no. beard play.
No, ooh, we both. No. We will Lulu you later, y'all.
We will Lulu you later.
Bye.
Lock me up, roll with a key. I'm just a prisoner of love.